Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to. This is so weird.
I know. We're just having a conversation.
We're just having a conversation. Welcome to the Double Indemnity Podcast. My name is Emily Kalazer.
My name is Jonathan Pyle.
So today we are coming at you from the beautiful South Dakota. It is literally snowing so much outside that it is blowing horizontally because the wind is so strong. So that's lovely.
It's like 25 miles an hour.
It's absolutely lovely. It's huge. So basically, this is a podcast for those who love movies and those who just like movies.
Yes, exactly.
Jonathan.
Those who go really in depth and those that just...
Service level
entertainment.
Loaded rom-com, baby. That's the kind of girl that I am. Jonathan's a little more of a, he wants to go in depth and wants
seasoned
to have those conversations.
Veteran.
Yes, a seasoned veteran, of course, but respecting real veterans and what they actually do.
Yeah.
But you know.
Nothing they do could compare what I do.
Okay. Yeah. Moving on from that conversation topic. All right. So.
So the movie that we will be talking about is Bones and All. It's directed by Luca Guadagnino, starring Timothy Chalamet, Taylor Russell, and Mark Rylance. This came out November 22nd.
Yeah, you can look
year.
At your phone. You don't have to have it memorized.
I guess that's true. The summary for the movie: love blossoms between a young woman on the margins of society and a disenfranchised drifter as they embark on a 3,000-mile-long odyssey through the back roads of America. Despite their best efforts, all roads lead back to their terrifying pasts and a final stand that will determine whether their love can survive their differences.
Wow, that's pretty deep.
It's pretty shocking.
Yeah, we saw this. When did we see it? In theaters?
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago? Was that just like an impulse-y? I don't know.
I'd really want to see it because I've heard about it for like at least a year and a half.
Well, you actually keep up with, like, what movies are coming out, when they're coming out, like, who's going to be in it, and he watches all the trailers, like, the second that they come out, so obviously you knew about it. All I knew was that there was a cannibal movie coming out, and it had Timothée Chalamet, and then it was also by the same guy who did Call Me By Your Name.
Yes,
which
we're not a big fan of.
When I saw Call Me By Your Name, I thought it was awful. Like, I hated it.
Why do you think it's so bad again?
Okay, it's just, like, too much of, like, making you uncomfortable. Yeah, like, obviously, he was trying to go for that kind of vibe of, like, oh, you really have to think about shit, you know what I mean? But in this instance, it was, like, a little just too, it was too much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
I like the movie. I don't love it like most of the cinephile population does.
Yeah. Do people really love that movie?
People love that movie.
Why?
I don't know. I thought it was kind of creepy in the beginning of the movie. I didn't like the ending.
I didn't understand it. Like, did they love each other?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that was what they got, and then I thought
the
ending.
Peach scene was disgusting.
Well, yeah, it's very.
I could not watch that. Maybe it's because I'm a woman and it's gross. But that
it's
was
not
like...
gross to me. I use it all the time.
You were like, "Oh my god, I did the same thing." What a throwback, man!
I know.
Taking you back to the old days. Yeah, not a huge fan of that. So I like honestly did not have high expectations for what this movie was going to be.
And then he also directed. A remake of the 1972 horror movie Suspiria, which I haven't
Suspiria.
Seen yet.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
What is it about?
It's about, like, witches and this, like, ballet dance group in, like, Russia. Yeah.
It sounds like The Black Swan.
It kind of sounds a little bit like that.
I never saw that, though.
I haven't seen the old one or the new one. Because I've listened to the soundtrack, like, 100 times, though.
Really?
But the movie looked kind of
Have I, like, just secondhand listened to it? Because you always play, like, movie
yeah.
soundtracks. So I have? Oh, well, I love the soundtrack. 10 out of 10. Okay, so, what would you rate Bones and All out of 5 stars? What did you give it?
I gave it 4 stars.
You gave 4 stars?
Yeah.
Okay.
What would you give it?
I would give it 3 stars.
3?
Or maybe 3.5. I'm going to stretch it to 3.5. I'm going to be, like, extra sweet today.
Extra sweet.
Yeah.
Why 3?
Well, here's my thing. Like, it was just a little, I don't know. Like, I think every single thing that happened in the plot line didn't need to happen for the movie.
Couldn't agree more, Beans.
Beans is growling over there.
It didn't need to happen.
Yeah,
in the
like
movie.
I feel like if you had to, like, all the little things that happened, like say her meeting that old guy. Oh yeah. Also, by the way, there's lots of spoilers in this.
Oh,
we
good
should
point.
Have mentioned that from the start.
Yeah.
So many spoilers. Okay. So. So the scene, like I just think, like you could have gotten rid of the scene where she meets the old guy and meets the old lady, and the movie would have made sense. So if you could have gotten rid of the scene where he kills that guy at the carnival, and the movie would have made sense. Like nothing in the movie that happened was of super substance that it like really mattered. In
I
my
think
opinion,
the...
like it was just like an overarching, like just like they were like random shit happening.
I guess that's kind of true. I think that's kind of the vibe the movie was going for.
What do you mean? The vibe.
Like the, like...
The vibe that nothing matters.
Well, like the vibe that, like, it took a more natural feel to just the movie. It reminded me of, like, all the, like, the Runaway movies that they used to do, like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh,
like
a Runaway couple thing?
Like, road trip kind of movie.
What is it? Oh, so you're saying that's, like, the inspo. But then
yeah.
They took, like, a twisted look at it.
Yes.
Okay, I get that.
Also with some, like, slightly metaphors that I might mention.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wow, you got me so excited.
Big tease.
Big tease. Yeah. I just thought it was, like, okay. Like, Beans is really upset right now. I honestly, like, felt like the movie... Oh, she made me forget what I was going to say.
I know.
What was I going to say?
She did it to me, too.
Yeah, there was something I really wanted to say about it.
We'll come back to you.
But yeah, circle back. Why did you give it 4 stars? Because that's a pretty good rating for you.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a high rating for you.
I'm a tough.
You're a pretty tough cookie. Unless it comes to Christopher Nolan, and then he gets like 6 stars out of 5. For literally like, whatever. Different topic.
A topic for another day.
Yeah.
I thought the movie was like directed so well. The acting was pretty much perfect on
everything. Okay, the acting was fantastic. I will say the acting was fantastic.
I just think he was able to blend like 3 very different genres all together.
Wait, what
like,
3 genres? Like, horror?
Comedy, horror, and
comedy?
Romance.
Did we laugh in it? I don't remember laughing in it.
I kind of laughed a couple times.
I didn't think it was very
funny.
No. In romance, I guess it was kind of romantic.
Yeah, it was
but
very romantic.
But I couldn't like, I felt like there wasn't much of a spark with them, in my
really?
Opinion. Like, I didn't see the on-screen chemistry. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. In my opinion, a movie is fantastic if I forget, like, the whole time that I'm in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, during that movie, I was like, I kept remembering, like, I'm at the movies, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So I think that was, like, a little bit of off-putting for me.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I've had that experience with other movies before.
Mm-hmm. So... Well, what else about it did it make it so good for you?
Four whole stars. It was, like, thrilling, yet, like, cathartic at the same time, watching the characters.
What does cathartic mean?
Cathartic is, like, you're watching something or you're listening to something and you get, like, a release of, like, emotion from it.
A release of emotion?
It doesn't
what
have to
be. What emotions were you releasing, Jonathan? I did not know what was going on over there.
I don't know. It just like worked. It just made sense.
It just made sense.
Yes, I'm going to say that.
See, it totally didn't make sense though, but I guess like in a way that it did. Like, one thing that I thought was really interesting is like the whole time I was watching it, I was like, cannibals are real. Like, yes.
Yes,
like,
and they can
it
smell
totally
each
makes
other.
Sense. Of course they can smell each other. Like, I can smell, you know what I mean? Like, it was just so normal, which I thought was, like, very fantastically done, that they could make you literally think that it was normal.
Yeah, I also...
And I believed it. Like, I really believed it.
Yeah, yeah. I also thought it was interesting why they chose the decade, like, the 80s, instead of, like...
Oh, I have a hunch about why they chose the 80s.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like they chose the 80s because in the 80s you could murder people and get away with it. Whereas today, like, oh my god, come on. The whole time they're walking around covered in blood and nobody cares.
I guess
like,
that's
literally
true.
Nobody cared. I thought that was so unrealistic, but yet I believed it, you know? I think that's why they chose the 80s. The whole time, that's what I was thinking. I was like, this would never get by today, obviously. Also, like, how she all of a sudden spent her whole life never meeting a cannibal and then all of a sudden meets, like, 15 cannibals just by like leaving her like dad for some reason.
Yeah,
or like accepting her true self.
I guess because her dad had hid her from all of those other people beforehand, so like.
But how did he know that there were other cannibals out there that he was hiding her from?
Oh, I don't think he knew. I just think, like he was guarding her from
the world or something. Okay.
About her condition.
I saw something that was like talking about the symbolism of the movie, and it was like talking about drugs,
addiction.
No.
Oh, really?
Actually, oh my god, I love this. We have differing points of view on the symbolism of the movie. I love that whenever you're like interpreting something, and it's always made me so upset in English class growing up when you have like an interpretation and it really resonates with you, and you're like, yes, this is it. This is the pinnacle. This is what the author wanted me to think. And then you like turn in your essay, and your teacher's like, this is completely wrong. And then everybody else somehow had the actual right answer. And then whatever symbolism I came up with was wrong. So I love seeing the symbolism that other people come up with.
That brings me to sorry, I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second. That brings me to a very distant memory of English class where we were reading this poem that I'm blanking on the name of right now. And I was like, oh, it's about like a ship and like a captain and his men. And at the end of the lesson, the English teacher was like, so what did we all think that was? And everybody said, it's about Abraham Lincoln. And I was like, there's no fucking
Are you lying?
No, I'm
You're
not lying.
You're totally lying.
I'm not lying.
Oh my god, I want to read this poem. That is literally like a meme.
It was like, yes.
Oh, captain, my captain. You're like, you took it very literally.
It's about like Abraham Lincoln in the Civil War. I was like,
what?
No,
this is
sense.
Literally the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh my god. Okay.
Sorry.
What was I saying? Oh, I was going to talk about what I thought the symbolism of it was.
Yeah,
so, what I thought was it was like, and also I saw this online, I'm not original, but it was saying like the symbolism of like humans consume each other in different ways. And so it took like a literal take on it by like actually consuming each other. But then there was the take of like, with Sully, he was like all encompassed and consumed with the companionship of the girl. Like that's all he wanted and all he could think about. And like it took him to the point of like drastic measures, just like them, like needing to consume humans. It took them to the point of literally eating people. And then for the girl, she's all encompassed and consumed with the idea of her mother, and like getting to her mother will give her the answers as to like what's wrong with her and then kind of fix everything that's wrong in her life. And then I couldn't quite figure out what Timmy's was. But I feel like it was, like, running away from his problems. Like, he was all consumed with, like, getting away from who he was and, like, what his life was. And what he had done. Yes, exactly. Thank you. So that's what I thought the symbolism was. Yeah. And I think it resonated well. And I guess you're supposed to, like, think retrospectively or introspectively? Introspectively. What does retrospectively mean?
No idea.
Okay, well, we're going to be introspective right now. And I guess think about, like, what consumes you. And the fact that, like... if you're all consumed by something, that means like you're just like the cannibals. Like you can relate to something that seems so extreme and so terrible by
something else.
You know what I mean? So
that's a good metaphor.
Yeah,
I like
that was a good metaphor. Okay, so let's talk about drugs.
like the whole like form of like cannibalism that they suffer from is could be like a metaphor for addiction. So it hurts themselves and it hurts everybody.
Oh,
extremely ashamed of like the condition that they have. I also read this online. This is not original.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
We're not that smart.
I might be. But,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that made a lot of sense. And then I've also heard theories about it's a metaphor for like queerness and like homosexuality.
There was the part about like homosexuality in it, but he killed him.
Yeah, he pulled a gong girl.
Yeah, he did pull a Gone Girl. Do you want to talk about that? You were so excited. He couldn't stop talking about how he pulled a Gone Girl, which, by the way, fantastic movie. It is a perfect reference. He really did pull a Gone Girl, and you thought it was so badass.
Maybe.
Hopefully that's not your goal in life. Pull a Gone Girl.
Know.
You never know. I'd like to know. So drugs and addiction. That was like the symbolism. So...
Theory.
I don't know, because it's not like you can just like quit being a cannibal, you know? A lot of people like come out of addiction, you know, and like live like fulfilling lives.
That's true, but I hope like that would be, I guess, the end of the movie indicated that that would not be the case, that they're just like stuck together and this is like
I also thought it was, you're right, like it doesn't give a good image of like addiction. It literally, if it's an addiction metaphor, their ending is literally saying like you should put yourself in a bubble with somebody else who enables your addiction and then you'll be happy, like because you're happy for them at the end, like you want them to be together and somehow you want them to still be cannibals, which doesn't make sense.
Yes,
they were trying to be good cannibals, but you know, everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody kills
a gay dad
every once in a while
on occasion, you know. I don't know. I thought I get the symbolism, but I don't like it if it is, because like the outcome is like not good.
I guess that makes sense.
Because in my symbolism, it's a happy ending. In yours, it's not.
It's more exciting. Unhappy endings are a lot more exciting and profound and happy endings.
And I thought it was weird when they were like living their happy life at the end, because it just didn't seem real. Like you knew it wasn't going to last. Like obviously they were going to need to eat somebody soon.
Yeah, I wonder if they like hadn't. Did it say how long? Like after that?
I thought it was like 3 months.
3 months?
I have a feeling it said it was 3 months. I can't remember.
I think you're right.
Yeah. But I don't know.
But also, like, Mark Rylance, like, I've never seen a performance like that from him.
Sully? Was that Sully?
Sully, yeah.
He was fantastic.
He was so creepy.
He played crazy, though. And I also think, I feel like when I saw him at the beginning, though, like, I thought he was going to be good in that role.
Mm-hmm.
What does he normally play? I've seen him before.
He plays, so he was in Don't Look Up, which was a really weird role for him as well.
Wait, I don't remember him in that movie.
The billionaire who, like, created all the...
Oh, yes, and he was... But see, he played the same role. He played, like, a really weird, antisocial, unusual
guy.
He was
in that movie, The Outfit, we saw with your family.
The Outfit? What was that about?
It was about, like, the suit maker. And
oh, yes, and he was the...
He was, like,
the tailor.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a weird movie. You could tell it was supposed to be a play.
Yes.
But Bones and All is a book, and I think they did a good job getting away from the book thing. Because sometimes when they make books into movies, you can tell it's a book.
Yes.
Obviously, because you read so many books.
Yeah, I'm very well
versed in books.
Vernacular.
Yes.
Diction.
Diction.
I haven't read a book in like
syntax.
10 years.
Commas.
Thesaurus.
Thesaurus. You just said thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
A thesaurus.
Thesaurus, thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
Dinosaurs. It's all the same.
A thesaurus. Tyrannosaurus Rex. I loved thesauruses growing up. I honestly overutilized them, and I think my teachers probably hated me in middle school.
I didn't use them enough, honestly. I think the
I use them a lot.
Came to me naturally.
He says a lot of big words. You do say a lot of big words.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
What can I say?
Oh my gosh. Oh, something else that I thought was weird was how much they like didn't have to pay for gas. Like, how
that
did they drive that much without paying for gas? I don't know. That just
they
irked
had,
me.
Like,
so little comment on that.
But...
From killing people.
Yeah.
And like, there's no way that people had that much cash. You know what I mean? That they could pay for that much gas and only have killed, like, a couple people.
They went, like, 3,000 miles.
3,000 miles. Did they really?
Yes. I mean, that's what the summary
that?
Said.
I
feel like that's
okay.
About.
I trust the summary.
Yeah, me too. Synopsis. Always.
They were all over the Midwest in Kentucky, right? His family was from Kentucky.
Where was her family from? Her name is Marin.
Marin's family was from Minnesota.
I guess we should have said the characters' names first.
Yeah, Marin was from Minnesota.
And then Lee was from
Kentucky, right?
Kentucky, yeah.
He's from Kentucky. Yeah. Also, another comment of continuity in this movie that bothered me, and it bothers me as just a small pet peeve in any movie that I ever see, is how they had such high maintenance hairstyles, and yet they never maintained them, but they looked fantastic the whole time. Fantastic is in like the same cut, the same dye job. Like she had those short, like Audrey Hepburn bangs, and they were maintained.
Wow.
To the T.
Maybe he was a really good hairdresser.
Ah, potato, potato. There's no way.
Tomato, tomato.
Also, like, she ate him, but then she didn't. And I loved the part with the foreshadowing where you see him with a scar
with
on his chest. And I remember being like, I don't remember seeing that scar. But I just, like, let it go. And then later on, he gets that cut. So then you know he survived.
I didn't catch that, yeah.
They could have even left it, like, with him not coming back. Like, that moment when they're, like, camping in the middle of nowhere, first off, would not want to do that.
Wait, just what part?
At the end.
Oh, at the end,
when they're
yeah.
literally, like, just, like, out there. Also, I did not understand the part with the campfire at all.
Oh, with the other two cannibals?
With the cannibals and one guy who wasn't, like, driven to be a cannibal. And then why was she mad at him? Like, because she wishes she didn't?
Why was
so,
she...
like, he has the yeah, freedom of not being addicted to it.
He's fine with it, and he has the freedom to do with it, like...
To say no and have a normal life, yeah.
Yeah,
and
I guess
she
that's
wants
why.
That? Okay. Because I didn't quite understand.
That.
Also, why did they sneak out, and why were they mad that they snuck out?
Because I think they wanted to eat them.
They were going to eat other cannibals? So they knew they were going to eat them?
I think so.
They should have just eaten them. I guess they were kind of big guys.
Yeah.
He's only 140 pounds wet. That's what he said in the movie. 140 pounds wet. That was so funny. I love that line. The acting was fantastic, though. I agree with that.
Yeah, Timothée Chalamet will be...
Chalamet
will have another Oscar soon.
He already has an Oscar?
For Calling by Your Name. Am I? No.
I thought that was just a nomination. I don't think he has an Oscar.
I gotta check my facts.
I think Sully has an Oscar. You gotta look up who has Oscars in the movie. And I think that Chloe Savigny, she has an Oscar. I love her.
You did some research.
I recognize her right away.
I didn't at all.
Yeah, she has an Oscar. I swear she does.
She was also in another Luca Guadagnino production called We Are Who We Are, just like a TV show.
Oh, he made a TV show?
Yeah.
Was it good?
She's a nominee.
A nominee.
Nominee. Yeah, he got an Oscar for Bridge of Spies by Spielberg, which I haven't seen.
Wait, who was in Bridge of Spies?
Mark Rylance.
Oh, Sully.
I just think Monsters, Inc. every time.
Oh, when I say Sully. See, I actually think of Bones and All. Bones and All. 10 out of 10. It's good. I liked it.
More like a 7 out of 10.
Yeah. 7 out of 10. Oh my god, you're right. Did I give it 3? I give it 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah, 3.5. I stick with 3.5 after our discussion as well.
What did you think of the cinematography?
Okay, the cinematography I thought was like pretty average.
Really?
Like there were some pretty good shots, but like I just don't love a like just picture of the sunset, you know what I mean? Like they did it multiple times, they would just do a shot of like the sky when the sun was setting, and I thought that was like just
you don't
so
like those kind of shots?
Generic.
Really?
No, I don't like it.
I love those
it's
kinds
so
of
2011
shots.
Pinterest.
I love those kinds of shots because like
why?
I don't always need
what does it contribute?
Exposition. Like it's more about like
what is exposition?
The journey that they're going on, like
okay.
characters interacting. Or
so was it like
happening.
What representing like the days passing or something, like another sunset on them or something?
Yeah, and I always, well, just like a personal opinion, I always enjoy seeing like landscapes in a movie, especially one where it's
well,
like
yeah, landscapes,
a big road trip, and
but that was literally just like the sky. I don't know. I thought it wasn't necessary.
I liked it.
You're
but
the guy who just has like a million sunset photos on his phone that you're never going to go back and look at.
Take long walks on sunsets.
On the sunset.
On the sun.
Jonathan, you do not go on walks. Calling your bluff.
Go on more now.
Yeah, because beans.
Yeah,
I thought the cinematography was okay. I remember like my sister, she went to film school and she said that like when you are watching a movie, the cinematography should be good enough that you could pause it at any time and it would make a beautiful picture.
That's true. That's extremely hard to do, I think.
Though. I know, but people do it.
That's true.
10 out of 10.
I'm trying to think, like, Blade Runner 2049.
Okay, yeah, that
perfect
was
example.
Cinematography, like, amazing. That was fantastic. Yeah.
Roger Deakin.
But that movie is so boring. It was so boring. We had to watch it in, like, chunks. Like, I needed breaks.
Yeah, you did need breaks.
If a movie needs a break, it's not a 5-star, in my opinion.
So, you know, I need a break for White Christmas.
I wonder if there's like an intermission.
I hope so.
We're going to see White Christmas this weekend. I'm really excited about it. They're playing it in theaters near us, and it's like one of my favorite Christmas movies. 5 stars. That one's a 5-star. So the music's fantastic.
My friend Eugene just gave it a 4.5. So.
Why did Eugene watch it? Because it's classic cinema. Because it's amazing. That's why he watched it.
Mm.
So he gave it 4.5. It's really good. What did you give it when you watched it?
I didn't finish it. Remember?
You didn't
me and
finish
Landa,
it?
Yeah, Yeah, we dipped out.
You dipped out?
We were watching it with your family, and we were just like running in.
When did we watch it? I don't remember watching it with y'all.
We were in... Where were we? We were in Savannah.
It was on, like, a vacation? Oh, we were watching Holiday Inn when you guys dipped. When I had gotten my COVID vaccine, and we had... The day I got my COVID vaccine, we went to the beach with my family and you and my sister's fiance, and I was so sick. Oh, Landon wasn't there. You're right. My sister's fiance was not there. And I was so sick from my COVID vaccine. It hit me so hard. I'm the kind of person that, like, if something has a potential side effect, I will get the side effects. Even if it's not listed. Like, even if the doctor doesn't tell me, I will get the side effect, and I will go to the doctor, and I'll be like, I've been having this, and they're like, oh, yeah. Like, maybe you should have told me that before I did it, but it's fine.
Anyway,
moving on. What were
we talking about? We watched White Christmas.
Oh, yeah, we watched Holiday Inn, which is a classic. Merry Christmas.
Oh, no, we didn't watch
it. We watched Holiday Inn because there's, like,
the
blackface scene, which is very bad, and I do not support that, but I love the movie.
You should watch Spike Lee movies.
Bamboozled?
You should watch that.
What's so crazy is, God, what's that one movie with...
Black Clansman.
No, love that, though. Acting is fantastic in that. The movie Tropic Thunder? Is that it?
Yeah, yeah, with Robert Downey.
With blackface? Yeah. And for some reason, like, it's so good. Like, is...
We got away with it.
I'm curious, like, did were people really mad about it? Like, I want to know.
It was 2008.
I mean,
time.
I think it's a really funny movie, but I wonder if...
An Oscar nominee.
2008 is not that long ago. It was not okay in 2008.
I guess that's true.
It has not been okay ever, but especially in 2008, it probably wasn't. But I don't know. I wonder if people were really mad about it.
I don't...
It's a funny movie.
We didn't get it. You got nominated for an Oscar.
Really? You did? Imagine if you got an Oscar for a blackface role. That would be controversial.
I'm sure the Foreign Press Association...
What is that?
So, like, they're like part of, like, the awards, like Junction, or they
What's
do like the Golden
awards
Globes
Junction?
And like the Oscars.
Do they like run it?
They don't run it, but they're a part of it.
Sounds like a pyramid scheme.
It's probably be the scene in The Office where he draws the pyramid on the board and like, he goes, I need to make a call.
Yeah, that was so funny. Oh my god, I love that. I remember that episode. That's good. LOL. I'm sorry, I got us off topic.
We got very off topic.
Who cares? Off topic is fun.
True. Do you have anything else to add about the movie? I'm trying to think.
Did you go through all your notes?
I went through most of my notes.
Well, overall, it was okay. I thought it was okay.
I quite liked it. It
Are
was
you...
sitting at... Let me look at my top 2022 movies.
Oh, it was at the top, really?
It is number 8 of the year.
Number 8 of the year. What's number 1?
The Batman.
Oh.
Then right before Bones and All is Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, good. Top Gun Maverick should be number 1. That was fantastic.
That's my number 7.
It's your number 7? I guess that's pretty good for you and your terrible standards. Okay. Yeah. Well, we could switch over to trivia time, baby.
What, trivia?
Trivia. I have a couple trivia questions for Jonathan, and if Jonathan gets the trivia questions right, he gets to pick the next movie that we talk about. If he gets the majority wrong, then he doesn't,
How
and
many?
I do.
Well, yeah. We all know
How
we're
going
to pick a few.
There are 3 questions. 3 trivia questions.
So we're going to get 2 right.
Okay. Have you been looking at my notes?
No, I can't read.
He's been looking at my notes. You can't read? Is that what you said?
I don't read.
You can't read? Oh, you don't.
No,
you
don't.
Choose not to. How do you, like, work your job if you choose not to read?
All the information is
I guess it's a lifestyle way. Choice, like veganism, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. LOL. Love vegans out there, I'm vegetarian, can't judge. Okay, so, trivia time! What is Timothée Chalamet's favorite bagel order?
Okay.
Come on!
I thought it was trivia about the movie.
Everybody's so excited. They would totally want to know what that is. I think
How
that's legit.
How specific is it?
It's like a bagel sandwich. So, like, what he would put in his bagel sandwich.
Oh, I thought you meant the type of bagel. Bagel sandwich? Mm-hmm. Egg, cheese, and avocado.
You got it wrong.
Oh, well, yeah, that was a hard question.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, come on.
Bacon, egg, and cheese, bagel.
Timothy's a really white guy. Might like avocado.
Yeah, but he's like French.
Ish.
He's French-ish.
He's very French.
Yeah, and New York-y. He's from New York. Is that Marin Girl? Is this her first movie?
No. She was in...
Wait, what else was she in?
A movie called Waves, which is excellent.
Waves?
Waves, yeah. It's an A24 movie.
Oh.
It's about... Wow, the cinematography in this movie is incredible.
So does she only do like indie movies?
And then she did the escape room movies.
Oh,
which
I'm not gonna see that. Wait, what was Waves about?
Waves is about like this one family.
We'll watch it again.
It's so good. It's about this once. It's like we've had a black family growing up in like present day.
Read the synopsis. A controlling father's attempt to ensure that his two children succeed in high school backfire after his son experiences a career-ending sports injury. Their fatal bonds are eventually placed under severe strain by an unexpected tragedy.
The first half of the movie is really intense and, like, whoa. And then the second half is, like, very peaceful and calm.
Do you like that?
I like it in this.
I don't love it when a movie feels like two different movies.
It's like a perfect juxtaposition.
Juxtaposition. That was a big English word.
And what else was she in?
Oh, well, we are all over the place.
Before I Fall?
I've heard of that.
That's good, though.
Oh my goodness! I did not know she was in that. Who was she in that? She's not one of those main girls. I read that book. That was one of those like middle school heartthrob books that I read. Pretty good.
And then Words on Bathroom Walls.
I've heard of that.
She is definitely up and coming. She's going to be in a lot.
Really?
Soon. Yeah,
soon.
Soon.
She's on the rise. Okay, are you ready for trivia question number two? Wow. Where did they film the movie?
Like,
where did they
shoot
it?
There were several different locations.
Where did they go to film the movie that they got robbed?
Sorry, they got robbed?
Yeah, the film crew kept getting robbed. And then they had to go to, like, this... I'm totally just gonna say the answer. They had to go to the whatever, the courthouse, and they had to ask for them to give them money for protection because they were getting robbed so much.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, how much money did the courts give them?
$50,000.
Yes. Did you just guess?
I've read that on IMDb.
You're
sorry.
A little hoe. Why were you acting like you were so like crazy interested that happened? You already knew. Okay,
guessing.
Well, where did they shoot it that happened? Because you know.
Mississippi? That's actually a guess.
No!
That's totally a guess.
I literally almost said it, and in all the articles where they talk about the burglary, like, they said where it was.
That's totally a guess, though.
It was in Cincinnati.
Oh, it was Cincinnati?
Yeah, Cincinnati. Never been there. Is that Ohio? I think it's in Ohio. Yeah, cool.
Well,
oh, yeah. Well, we'll still do the last one for shits and giggles. Okay. What did they eat when they were eating the human bodies in real life? Like, what were they eating?
I would guess gelatin.
Gelatin? That's the final answer?
Sure. Yeah.
There's three things, so you can guess three things. Gelatin, one.
Gelatin,
Thinking, processing. Three options.
I don't know. What would you guess?
Okay. Well, I can't tell you what I guess because I know the answer.
Oh.
Because I know this movie front and back.
Yeah. I
like the back of my hand, even though I know nothing about the back of my hand. I do not understand that saying.
Neither.
I know, like, the back of my hand.
I know the front of my hand.
So, what they ate was maraschino cherries.
That makes sense.
Dark chocolate. And fruit roll-ups.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how the fruit roll-ups, like, equated to it, but...
Also, some of the scenes, like, were, like, very graphic.
The scene where she ate the girl's finger? I thought she had a crush on the girl. Like, I thought she liked her, and that's why she was scooching so close to her. I did not expect that to be when they started the cannibalism-ness.
I knew that scene was coming.
Is that how you say cannibalism-ness?
Cannibalist. Something like that.
Cannibalism-ness.
Cannibalist.
A cannibalist.
Everybody open a cannibalist.
Everybody, let's open up a cannibalist. Yep.
I knew that scene was coming because I saw that. That's like the first scene in the trailer.
Oh. I didn't watch any of the trailers for it. I didn't really know much about it until I started seeing the movie posters at the movie theaters. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the scene where they're eating the guy in the field after Lee murders him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so graphic. It like just like rips off his chest. I was like, wow. Some of the scenes were like very graphic, and others were very like muted.
I guess that was intentional. I feel like, mm-hmm. like they wanted you to think of them as normal people. Mm-hmm. They're not their cannibals.
Also, for a horror movie, pretty low body count.
There was a very low body count. I thought they were going to eat more people. They really focused on the fact that, like, they were doing all these cannibalistic things on this extreme impulse that they couldn't hold back. But then they were fine.
It's not like they wanted to.
Yeah. I wonder, like, how long they had to go before they had to eat humans.
I feel like it was about, like, 4 or 5 days.
Like a month? I thought it would be, like, a month. Because that was over a long period of time that they shot it. As a vegetarian, I cannot relate to the fact of eating, like, wanting to eat humans. I don't even want to eat, like, beef.
I can't relate to that, and I'm not vegetarian.
You can?
I cannot relate to that.
I thought you said that you can. Oh, my goodness.
One change from the book is that they switched Marin the girl to looking for her father and her mom growing up with her.
Oh, I heard that, yeah. I wonder why they changed that.
No.
What would be so bad about it being the mom instead of the dad? Did she go looking for her dad in the book?
Mm-hmm.
And then the
dad, I
think
it's the same situation.
Like,
dad was
eating his arms off. That was really scary to me. The idea of, like, eating your own hands. Because you're that much of a cannibal that you want to eat yourself. That was awful. That part was really hard to watch.
Yeah.
From going through that. Thankfully, that hopefully doesn't happen. Are cannibals, like, actually real? I guess they are.
Papua New Guinea.
Was it Jeffrey Dahmer a cannibal?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, I just can't believe people would ever want to do that.
Like,
what about that is, like, so enticing to somebody that they, like, want to eat some, like, a human?
You have to ask a serial killer.
I don't know any. Hopefully.
But, yeah, like, in Papua New Guinea, there's probably still cannibals
there. Well, why Papua New Guinea?
It's, like, a very, very isolated island off the coast, but not off the coast, in Oceania, near Australia.
Well,
it's, like, tribes.
Have there
have
been
never,
cannibals there?
Like,
just because it's a tribe that's never, like, met the outside civilization doesn't mean that
no,
they're
I'm
cannibals.
No, I'm serious. I've done research.
That they're cannibals?
True. Yeah.
Do they eat, like, their enemies, or do they eat, like, their everybody?
Whatever.
How do they still last? They must be pretty mundane cannibals.
I don't know.
I just, like, don't... I think I've heard of that before.
Yeah.
Like, the island, but I didn't know they were cannibals. But I knew it was, like, illegal to go there. Because if you, like, go to the island and then you, like, you could give them diseases and stuff. And then, like, whenever people, like, try to go up to the island, the natives will kill them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I wonder what they think the helicopters are. Because,
yeah,
like, helicopters will fly by, right?
Yeah, there was a video of, like, a plane going over, like, some rainforest near South America. I'm not sure.
And it caught, like, the native
and, like,
population?
Like, the natives were, like, throwing spears at the plane.
In South America. I'm surprised that they haven't, like, had their civilization, like, destroyed by outsiders. That's terrible, honestly. It's really sad.
Well, because I got trivia wrong.
Oh, yeah, you did get trivia wrong. Which, I thought those were pretty easy questions.
I didn't do any research, so I was ill-prepared.
Well, you're not supposed to research that kind of stuff, because I was going to quiz you. So now I have to come up with a movie? I actually was, like, not, for some reason, like, I knew those were not going to be, like, super easy questions, but I did not prepare for me getting to pick a movie.
Oh, you can decide later.
Well, just, what would you want if you could consider it?
Waves? Let's do that.
Nothing else? I know. I'd love for it to be... The way that you said that was terrible. Yeah, definitely not White Christmas. That's just sentimental. I don't want you to criticize it to my face. It made me really sad.
I would throw it down the disposal. Destroy it.
Destroy it? Oh my goodness. That is awful.
Take it to the burner.
To the burner? What is the burner?
Light
like
the
on
flame.
The stove?
incinerated.
White Christmas. It's just a happy movie.
It's just boring.
Oh, whatever. You don't have to watch it. I'll just close your eyes and go to sleep. I'm super excited to see it. Whatever. Enough talking about White Christmas. What are some new things that are in theaters right now? I want to watch something from theaters. There's Devotion. There's Violent Night. There's...
Which is like John Wick meets the Santa Claus.
Which, honestly, though, I want to see it.
It's good.
It looks good. We should totally do Violent Night.
Violent Night.
I think I want Violent Night because I didn't think that I'd be able to get to go to it.
Really? I would see.
See, I'm going to pick movies like Violent Night and you're going to pick like these like complicated fucking movies.
Black Panther, which you did not want to
see. Oh, Wakanda Forever. I would go see it.
What?
To talk about it. I would go see it for this.
Then there's Avatar in 2 weeks.
Avatar in 2 weeks.
And then there's Bad
Boys. Oh my God, I think we should see Avatar and talk about Avatar for sure. And we need to watch the old Avatar. Maybe we should do the old one and then see the new one and then we can talk about them both at the same time. We have to watch them both so we can compare. And then we can do a comparison when we talk about them. I've actually only ever seen it like when it came out. And I don't remember it at all.
The visuals, yes, amazing. 10 out of 10. The storyline is just like, it's colonialism.
I remember that she had sex with a tree. And that's only because people talk about it all the time. Yeah, like that's what people talk about when they talk about Avatar. And I remember that they were really big people.
Yeah, blue. Really big people.
And there was like a military aspect to it. Like the military was there. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
A couple big battles. Like two battles.
Big battles. Just a few. There were big battles. What was it about? Like were they trying to invade and take over the people?
Harvesting a resource from Pandora, the planet.
The humans were.
Yeah.
It was like some special resource.
And then
this new one is about water people, right?
Yeah, and so like the main character from the last one, I want to say his name's Jake Sullivan.
Really? You remember his name? Sully!
Sully! Sully.
Full circle.
Yeah.
I think that we should... Okay, I think for sure, like, later, we need to watch the old one, and then we need to watch the new one, and we can talk about it. And talk about comparison and see if it really lives up to it. Because, I mean, Avatar was, like, the highest grossing film until one of those random Avengers movies came along and took it.
I think it retook it back last year.
How?
It re-released in China.
Did they literally re-release it in China just to take it back?
I don't know. But
do people in China really like Avatar? The people are just so big.
I mean, they've got like a billion people, almost.
There are a lot of people in China. It's a big country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do they like have it dubbed in like Chinese, I would assume? So why did they re-release it in China? Did they re-release it here in the States? So they just really... Why did you say specifically only in China? They re-released it everywhere. I don't remember seeing it in theaters. I don't remember that.
Because nothing gets past you.
I literally look at what they're playing in the movie theaters like every single day. I love going to the movies. Over Thanksgiving break, we had a 4-day break and we went to the movies 3 times. Only because I made you.
So Bones and All.
Bones and All. We saw Little Women. And we saw Ticket to Paradise. So honestly, like, you really did sacrifice a lot and see 2 movies that I would want to see and that you would never want to see. And then 1 movie that you
would
really want
to
see.
That's true. And I'm going to another one.
White Christmas.
Yeah, so you're welcome.
But now I'll go see Wakanda Forever. Black Panther. I actually never saw the first one. So I never... Okay, I don't know if I'm the only person that experienced this phenomenon, but when Black Panther came out, I am not kidding. I did not see one ad for it. I did not see one poster. And this is coming from somebody whose family's obsessed with going to the movies. We go to the movies every single week. My mom goes twice a week. She goes to a matinee every week, and she goes to one on the weekends with my parents, like my dad. They will see any movie as long as it's not an Avengers movie.
Did they hear about it?
No, my family did not talk about it at all when it came out. I had never heard of it, never saw an ad for it. I thought that it was literally about a panther. Like, I'm not kidding. And I only heard people talking about it after it was out of theaters. Like, I never heard people talking about it when it was in theaters. What year did it come out?
2018.
Yeah. I was busy. I was graduating high school.
Huge.
We're going to college.
Went to the theater with like 30 people, like all their group, and then
you went with like a bunch of people,
with like 30 people.
Was it good? People really liked it.
Yeah, it got nominated for Best Picture,
but it didn't win. What won?
It shouldn't have won. No. Give me a second. That'll come back to me.
You know what'd be so fun is when the Oscars come around, we can talk about all the Best Picture nominees.
Absolutely.
And we can do like whatever, predictions. What we should do predictions. Yeah. That sounds so fun. I love that.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see Coda, and I really want to see Coda. We should do Coda.
It's a great movie.
Let's do Coda. Let's do Coda next week.
Okay.
Or Violent Night. You can pick. I still want to go see Violent Night, though.
Yeah, we'll see.
We're still going to go see it in theaters, mostly just because I want the popcorn. Can we go this weekend? Do you want to go tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah. Oh, we need to hang with beans.
We need to hang with beans.
Yeah, we need to hang with beans. But I definitely want to see Violent Night. But I do need to watch Coda. Like, I just need to.
Yeah.
Because it won Best Picture. And the guy was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was like,
what's his name? He was pretty good. I think he lasted for a while. And they even, like, included his translator, like, in the dances and stuff. It was cute.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. I never watched Dancing with the Stars, but somebody at work wanted to watch it. So I've been watching it. And it's actually really good. Like, it's actually really interesting. You literally, like, always know who won Best Picture whenever, whoever, however.
2020 was Nomadland.
I never saw that either. Oh, my gosh. I've been so out of the loop. I haven't seen, like, any of the Best Picture winners. I heard Nomadland was, like, really slow and boring, though.
It's slow, but it's excellent.
Just like you.
Can't disagree.
You have to look it up because you can't sit here not knowing. You're going to be so mad when you see it.
It's Green Book.
Green Book won? I loved Green Book. We saw that on a date.
We did.
Yeah, we saw it on a date. And I remember it was at the beginning of our relationship and I was so uncomfortable. Like, we were still at the point in the relationship where, like, sitting next to you in a movie theater, I was scared to move because I thought it would distract you. Wait, it was our third date. Oh my god, that makes sense. Why we were so uncomfortable. Because it was our third date.
We went to Tin Lizzy's.
We went to Tin Lizzy's, yes. And I would always get, before I met you, I would always get those like bowls with the Euro meat in it. But Euro meat would always explode my stomach. Like, I mean, I would be, things would be coming out of the booty hole. At Tin Lizzy's, I don't remember. They were like skillets or something.
Oh,
and they were so good. And, but then once I'm a vegetarian, I didn't eat them anymore. Tin Lizzy's is gone. They closed it in our hometown. I wonder if there's Tin Lizzy's elsewhere in the world. Let us know. We'll travel there just to get Tin Lizzy's. The cheese dip was so good. Their cheese dip was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
What a throwback, man.
All my friends do not like Green Book.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why would they just... I thought it was a fantastic movie.
They dislike it because they think it is glorifying. Like, it's like an easy, like, racism movie. It's like...
What do you mean, an easy racism?
It's just saying, like...
That people are racist?
Like, oh, racism is bad. And then it's showing this, like, white guy who, like...
Has to serve a black guy back when racism was a big deal.
It's, like... I'm terrible at describing this.
What, like, a white guy who, like, becomes less racist or something?
Yeah, and that's somehow just, like...
An easy storyline to write?
Yeah, and it's just, like, it's insulting to, like, the black population because of, like, how... Like, he just kind of like switches over from
how easy it is for him to like start to respect him or something.
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Were people really mad about it?
Yeah, that one.
I thought it was just an easy like movie to watch. Like, the storyline was hard, like, it was really sad, and like,
it was.
I never thought that it was like disrespectful. Maybe it was, and I just didn't think about it that way.
I didn't think it was. I liked it.
I liked it when we saw
it.
I didn't love it either. I thought it was good. I did not think it was Best Picture worthy.
No, but also there weren't a lot of good options that year.
Wait, what else was that year? Do you remember?
Actually, Bohemian Rhapsody, which I have not seen.
Bohemian Rhapsody is fantastic. It's really hard to watch though. Like, there's some movies that are just like emotionally exhausting to watch, and like you can respect how good a movie it is, but the idea of having to watch it again is like not something that you want to do.
Black Panther, Black Klansman. That was the one to win.
Black Klansman. Oh, that should have won. That was such a good movie. I wonder why it didn't. I honestly don't really agree with the Academy at all.
Well,
I don't even like the Academy, but
join
I still
club,
like
baby.
All the Oscars stuff.
Nobody likes the Academy.
Am I in the club now?
Yeah. There was The Favorite, Roma, Star is Born, Vice.
The Favorite was terrible. I hated it. Yeah, it was just so uncomfortable the whole time. Like, I get the acting is fantastic, and the storyline had a lot of meaning to it, but it was really hard to watch.
That's Yorgos Lanthimos. I don't like
Yorgos Lanthimos. What else did he do? He did
Lobster.
Something else. Lobster.
Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Killing of a Sacred Deer. Oh my god, I could not watch that movie.
And then Dog.
It was so, like, robotic. The entire, like, writing for it. And I think it was supposed to be, but I don't understand why. Why was it supposed to be?
and a dog tooth.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
It's his first like film. He's from Greece, and it's like a it's in Greek. Is that a language?
It's Greek, Greek is a language. Yes. I'm just double checking. It's so weird. We went to Greece recently, and like I was like raised doing math. I studied math in college, and I mean the Greek alphabet is all over math. Like the whole. Everything, like every time you do a mathematical equation, there's something from the Greek alphabet in it. And literally just like walking around Greece and everything was written basically in just like math letters to me. It was so weird. I don't know, it was awesome. It was a beautiful language. Efcharistoso. I know how to say that in Greek. I think that means thank you. Efcharistoso. I can't say it anymore. I could say it and I do know if someone said it, I would know what they're saying. But everybody in Greece is so sweet. Greek people are so nice. And the food is fantastic. It's a beautiful country. I love Greece. My parents got stuck there with COVID. But.
What was I saying? Anyways, the first movie, Dogtooth.
Dogtooth.
Is really, really weird. It's got like unsimulated sex. And
oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. What does unsimulated sex mean?
It means it's actually happening on screen.
People, that's porn. That's porn. That literally is porn.
Yeah.
Technically, there is no. Technically, it is. That is so gross. The actors like agreed to that, and they like showed it in movie theaters. Were people really mad about it?
No, it's a small indie movie. I don't think people were really upset. But it's one of those movies.
Indiana Jones. I'm so excited. When is that coming out?
June 30th.
Oh, I'm gonna be 23 when that. Well, I think it's time that we go make dinner.
I agree.
I had a great time on our podcast, Double Indemnity. Come back next week, and we're going to talk about, what movie are we seeing? Coda.
Coda.
We're going to watch Coda. Yes. Coda. Maybe we'll learn a little sign language. We'll do the whole podcast in sign language.
That's, you're aiming for the stars.
That would be interesting. I bet you somebody has a sign language. I mean, it'd be a little hard to hear what they're saying.
Exactly.
I don't know. I want to watch Coda. We'll talk about Coda.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well.
So next time, like and subscribe.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye.